Texte numéro 3. A new radio telescope may catalyze African science. The idea for the world's most powerful radio telescope, capable of seeing back nearly to the origins of the universe, has been around for some time. Known as the Square Kilometre Array, or SKA, it was conceived by an international group of astronomers in the early 1990s. No construction has yet begun. Indeed, no site has yet been chosen. However, in the vast quietness of a semi-desert in South Africa, a small prototype is already operating and its first images are remarkable. The SKA will dwarf it. It will be 50 to 100 times more powerful than any predecessor and will be able to peer back through time almost to the Big Bang itself, exploring the formation of the first stars and galaxies, the role of magnetism in the early cosmos, what exactly dark matter and dark energy are, the nature of gravity, whether intelligent life has ever existed anywhere other than on Earth, and the validity of such fundamental scientific concepts as Einstein's theory of relativity. The world's astronomers are, understandably, fizzing with excitement. There is, though, the small matter of money. The SKA will cost a lot, 1.5 to 2 billion euros, according to the 9-country consortium behind the project. China was one of the places originally considered as host for the telescope, but it has since been dropped, leaving just South Africa and Australia in the race. Both offer remote, sparsely populated areas with low levels of man-made radio interference, along with world-class teams of astronomers. Australia has more experience with radio astronomy, but South Africa has the advantage of lower costs and ease of access. As a developing country in which over a third of the population still live on less than $2 a day, it might also be considered to have the greater moral claim. Some critics say South Africa's contribution would be better spent feeding and housing the country's poor. But if South Africa did succeed, that would mean part of everybody else's contribution would be spent there as well, a prize worth fighting for. Moreover, the government believes projects like this help inspire people and encourage young South Africans to consider scientific careers. The SKA is seen as a way to broaden the country's scientific base and diversify its current white, male-dominated complexion. The bid also involves 8 of South Africa's neighbours and could be the launchpad for a wider scientific renaissance in Africa. The outcome may be that the telescope is shared with some of the antennae in one country and the rest in the other. But even that half loaf would be a useful boost for South African science and a sign that the traditional powers of the subject are willing to share the goodies. Adapted from The Economist, November 2011.